पकड़ा जाएगा। तात्पर्य क्या, भगवान अपने भक्तों को प्यार करते हैं और भक्त लोग भगवान को। यदि यशोदा मैया का प्रेम कृष्ण पर अधिक न हो, कृष्ण जो मैया को करते हैं तब तक पकड़ नहीं सकते, ये तात्पर्य। इसलिए कृष्ण की अपेक्षा कृष्ण का भक्तों पर जितना प्रेम, उससे अधिक प्रेम यशोदा का, इसे उसे दौड़ करके पीछे से उसे पकड़ लिया। बहुत सी इसमें लीला है। तब कहा जब कृष्ण जब रोने लगे, आके तुम्हें बांध दूं, बस बांधने गया, घर की सारी रस्सियां लेकर के बांधी, नहीं बन सके, दो अंगुल कम हो गई। दूसरे के घरों से सारी रस्सियां लाई गई, नीलो लंबी रस्सी हो गई, कमर वैसे ही 12 अंगुल थी जिसमें सोने की करधनी लगाई गई है, पूरी नहीं पड़ी, 2 अंगुल प्रति बार कम पड़ रहा, एक बार भी फेटा नहीं पूरा हुआ। क्यों नहीं हुआ? कृष्ण षड़ैश्वर्यशाली, उन्होंने कहा यार मैया बांध देगी, बच्चों के साथ में कैसे खेलूंगा, गैया हमारे लिए डकर नहीं होंगी, वो दूध नहीं देगी हमारे बिना, उनके थान में दर्द होगा, इसलिए हमको जरूर चलना चाहिए, मैया मुझे न बांध सके। उनकी ऐसे ही ऐश्वर्य शक्ति आकर के ऐसा हुआ, कमर उतनी की पतली रही किंतु प्रत्येक बार 2-2 अंगुल कम पड़ गई, नहीं बांध सकी। सवेरे से दोपहर हो गया, यशोदा ने प्रतिज्ञा की मैं बांध करके ही रहूंगी। सब क्या करें, क्या बांध रही, जिसके ललाट में ब्रह्मा ने बंधन नहीं लिखा उसको तू बांध रही है, छेड़ दे छोड़ दे छोड़ दे। ये तुम्हारे अधिक उम्र में ये पुत्र हुआ बुढ़ापे में, और इसको ऐसा तुम मारने के लिए चल रही, उसे ढांटती है डपटती है, ऐसा न करो, छोड़, नहीं छोड़ी। यहां पर उन्होंने कहा कि आज शाम तक, क्या कल तक, परसों तक, वर्षों तक मैं बांध करके रहूंगा, हमारे गर्भ से निकला है। ये परिश्रम कृष्ण ने देखा, कृपया शीर्ष बंधने, यशोदा मैया का परिश्रम बांधने का देखा, जो भक्तों का कष्ट उससे देखा नहीं जाता, साथ साथ में उनकी ऐश्वर्य शक्ति लुप्त हो गई और करुणा शक्ति बात्सल्य शक्ति वहां पर आविर्भूत होकर के एकदम उनका ऐश्वर्य और सब कुछ दूर कर दिया। और एक पहले वाली डेंग बांधने के लिए जो रस्सी थी बस पट की डोरी, उसी से ही बंध गए और उसी से वो खुल चुका। ये भक्त की बात्सल्यता है, भक्तों का भक्त भजन में परिश्रम होना चाहिए, जिसको देखकर के भगवान द्रवित हो जाए। जब तक ऐसा नहीं होगा, अपने भजन के बल से आप उनको नहीं बांध सकते, जब तक कि भगवान द्रवित न हो जाए। सही जानी गेहूं देश, अपने बल से नहीं होगा, भगवान कृपा करके दर्शन करेंगे, जैसे ओ हमारे लिए इतना क्या कर रहा है, द्रवित चित्त होगा तो उसके प्रेम से वशीभूत हो जाएंगे। यह है भक्ति। इसलिए ये 2 अंगुल कम पड़ रहा था, जो यशोदा जी का परिश्रम देखा बस द्रवित हो गए और उनकी ऐश्वर्य शक्ति लुप्त हो गई और उसी में ये सब लीलाएं। और भी बहुत है, अब समय हम लोगों का 9 से अधिक अब हो रहा है, मैं आज यहीं पर अपनी कथा का विश्राम देता हूं। और आज अभी मैं हमारे इस आयोजन में जिनका प्रमुख हाथ रहा है, ये सरजू प्रसाद जी एंड होके, बहुत इनकी उपाधियां हैं, मैं उतनी उपाधियों को भी नहीं जानता, इस एरिया के शायद वो प्रतिनिधि भी हैं और लीगल जो हैं एडवोकेट हैं, बैरिस्टर ऑफ लॉ हैं और क्या क्या हैं, तो किंतु इनकी सनातन धर्म में जैसे रुचि देख रहे हैं, भक्ति की तरफ में इनका परिवार का देखता हूँ तो मैं गदगद हो जाता हूँ। 2 शब्द अपना ये कहें, अभी जो उसमें द्रवित होने का था, समय नहीं रहा, अब पिछली बार हम सुने सनातन धर्म के सदस्यों और इसका आयोजन करने वाले, विशेष करके पूजा जी यहाँ पर बैठे, मैं सब लोगों का आभारी हूँ। मैं भारत में लौटने पर भी आप लोगों का स्मरण करूँ, किंतु आप लोग भगवान का नाम स्मरण करेंगे, सनातन धर्म का आप लोग आचरण करेंगे, यही आपसे मेरा निवेदन है। जो कुछ करने का है हमने अपने भाषणों में 5 दिनों में बहुत कुछ कहा, अब मैं यहीं पर अपना सब समाप्त करता हूँ। यदि कोई मैंने भूल बरसत त्रुटि बरसत कठोर शब्दों का उपयोग किया हो तो आप लोग सज्जन हैं, हमें क्षमा करें। यदि कुछ अच्छी बातें हैं तो हमारे गुरु वर्गों की हैं, शास्त्रों की बातें हैं, आप लोग उसका पालन करें और अधिक हमको कुछ नहीं चाहना है।
गौतमानंदे
That when they will go, all come, then I will come. But I thought that they are my Guru Varga, and that is why they will not come until I will come. It is not bhakti. Kirtan is going on so well, but I saw that Malli feel they are there.
What they are doing, I don't know.
Money or cooking?
Sitting.
Cooking.
You are cooking? You are cooking? What cooking?
Pineapple
and tala. What you are doing?
I was chanting jap.
Jap, you can chant in night? Why? Now when kirtan? This is not okay. What he was doing, I don't know. When kirtan, this should all come. Do kirtan. It is not okay. At that time, kirtan, you have to chant. I will worship. I will do this. I know. This is not okay. You know that today is so auspicious. Mali, I was looking from what they are doing. I answer. Also combined two Kirtan with love and affection. You can chant at any time. You have so much time, day and night, whole 24 hours. 24 hours Kirtan is not going. What is the use of kirtan? If anyone will not join in kirtan, what is it? Then let us kirtan, give up and chanting or making. What? Like ordinary person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Mahaprabhu. So use this. We should try to give importance and also samuhik, collective. Yes.
Guruvai Gauri Chandraya Radhikaya Sukhaya Krishna Hare Krishna Bhaktaya Sarvaktaya. Today is very auspicious day. Today is Krishna Ashtamika Panchan. What are you doing? What now? That you, what we are doing here, not kirtan, attending, eh? What you are doing?
I was also playing. I was doing japa.
You should say, keep this, and five times, sitting and, five times. I don't want all these things. That all are doing kirtan. It is very special and you are chanting. You can chant in day, in mid-time, at 12, Lohar, without sleeping. Why this time? When kirtan is going on. I don't want all these things. Or they are, some morning they are doing kirtan. If you are cooking, no heart, all you are doing. but uselessly chanting. Oh, this is like a what? Bahana.
Excuse.
Bahana means what?
Excuse. Excuse.
Excuse me. Oh, I was doing so.
Pretext.
Today, Krishna Prashamsa Pancham. At that time in Vrindavan, very Prashamsa,
spring time
begun. Though it is so cold, but from this day, some changes in ritu. So from this very day, Krishna takes some collar in his what? Ikshari? Ikshari, you know?
Syringe.
And gopis all began to. And from this day, Basanti song, holy song, actually. And from today, Krishna begins his Ras Lila. Here and there, different places. Basanti is a color in India. Linseed oil tree, not creeper, but plant. Their flowers.
Mustard
oil.
Mustard
oil. And linseed by it, what is linseed?
Mustard
seed. Linseed by it is sarso. And mustard oil, very yellow. Like the color of the dupatta of Krishna. So if we were in Vrindavan, the color of whole trees and forest will be like in green, yellow. Very good. Like Krishna is Shyam, green, and his clothes are like this, not yellow. This is somewhat this. So Vasanta Panchami. Today is the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishnu Priya Devi. And also Hero Bhav of this appearance day of the Sona Chakravarti Thakur. And more one? Not more. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishnu Priya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Adi Bhav, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Shiro Bhav, and India, Saraswati Puja. You know, Vishnu Priya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, also you know all. But we should try to be established in their light and the patience of their. How they served Krishna or Mahaprabhu? What was their character? How they used to worship and how to do aradhana. In world we see that hearing something, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory, something. It may be that wife will tell that, oh, I want to serve her. Gaur Nityananda. And she will insist her husband, oh, bring. And we will be here. And then it will be established and it will be brought home. And Thakur will come. Then wife and husband make quarrel. That you should do worship and you should do worship. Husband will tell that I have not taken bath. You should take bath and do it. And wife will follow that. Oh, today I have not slept in night. I have not taken bath yet. I'm not ready. You should do. And then make quarrel. And that Thakur will be upavas, fasting. Anyone left, they may take something or not even. But Thakur will say that who will worship me? Who will worship me? And thus he will say, oh, I want to go to Naudi Parvinda. So, this is nothing. This is called that I will worship. And she will call that I will worship. Then it is the symptom of love and affection and aradhana. Such that Vishnu Priya never quarreled that, oh, today I am sick. Oh, Sati Maya, you should worship Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, had he given his Govardhan Sila to others, how he used to serve? Sometimes keeping Giriraj on his eyes, sometimes in head, sometimes ears, making bath from his tears. How affection and love was. Dishi worship is not a very easy thing. Not very easy. But if there is love and affection, then really. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows all these things, that they cannot worship more. So don't worship more. Don't go to worship more. You should chant and because they may neglect, they may make any offenses, so many offenses. That is why knowing these people that you should chant all this. And if you can chant and remember and bring worship with bhav and soul, that is why our rishis, muni, have discovered these things all very long time ago. That in Kali Yuga it is very hard to work. And that is why, oh, always chanting, sometimes sleeping. I have seen that so many devotees chanting and sleeping and not chanting, and mala is here and there, like here. On any of this, but worship, in worship it will not do. Never it will. So, it has been told, Satyug Dhyan, Preta, Yajna, Dwapar, Archan, and Kali Yuga. How Vishnu Priya, Sarva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will see. Oh, yes, will come and stand up here.
ज्ञान सुमिरानंदस्य यनंदन शलाकय चक्षुर निमिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय सदावय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः So on this most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Sri Vishnu Priya Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can reflect a bit upon her divine qualities and pastimes of serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have heard from Srila Gurudev about the story of when Mahaprabhu, when Sri Satyanandana Gaurahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was preparing to take sannyas. And on the very day when he was to leave home, that day he was acting in a particular way towards Vishnu Priya Devi, which made her somewhat suspicious. He says generally Mahaprabhu did not joke with her so much. He was very serious, but on this particular day he was very light-hearted. And some joking was there. So she was wondering what is to take place. And then when she went in the morning time for bathing in the Ganga, at that time she had one nose ring. This nose ring was given to her at the time of her marriage. And as she was bathing, she somehow lost this nose ring. And it went down into the water, and she was searching everywhere. Great anxiety, where is my nose ring? Where is my nose ring? She could not find it. So because of this, she became very much concerned that there, these two signs are being shown. There is something different today. What is going to occur? So in the evening time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Vishnu Priya Devi, and he came to her and he decorated her very beautifully, and he sat with her. And this was again another symptom. Vishnu Priya Devi was very concerned. What is going to take place? What is going to happen? So that evening, when they retired to the bedroom, in the middle of the night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he woke from his bed, but he saw that Vishnu Priya Devi was not sleeping. And she was very grave, and she just was standing there. And also Mother Sati was standing outside at the doorway. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without saying anything, he circumambulated Mother Sati. He got up from his bed. He circumambulated Mother Sati three times and paid his pranam to her. And then without speaking anything, he left and he walked toward the Ganga. And upon reaching the Ganga, he swam across. And this place, which is located there, is called Nidai Ghat. And Nidai means Nidai means no mercy. Nidai, Doya. So it was said like that because it appeared that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being merciless, that he was leaving his dearmost Mother Sati and Vishnu Priya Devi for good, never to come again, that they would be able to see him and with his beautiful dark beautiful flowing black hair and his lotus eyes, and dressed as he was always dressed in Nam Sankirtan. So then, when he reached the other side, he went in the direction of Katla, and there he took sannyas from Sri Keshav Bharati. So after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnupriya Devi was constantly serving Mother Sachi. She always stayed there and was serving Mother Sachi, and she had one murti of Satyanandana Gaurahari, and his hands were held out like this. So she was serving every day, and the way that she was performing her bhajan was extremely renowned. She would chant one round of Harinam on her beads, and then she would take one grain of rice and put it to the side. And then when she would chant another round, another grain of rice she'd put to the side. And in this way, with only the grains of rice that were representing the number of rounds that she chanted, then she would cook this, and she would take this, offer this to her beloved Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then she would take the prasad. This was her daily program. So Sri Vishnupriya Devi continued throughout her life in this way, serving Satyanandana Gaurahari in great pangs of separation. So we bow down to her lotus feet on this most auspicious day, and we beg for her heartless mercy upon us that we may also one day have some inspiration to perform such, even one dim reflection of this type of bhajan.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home, what Vishnupriya was doing? What Vishnupriya was doing?
She was serving.
What he told? She was just standing?
No.
And in midnight she was standing? What he told?
That's what she was awake when
Mahaprabhu
was
sleeping. She was sleeping, I made mistake.
Oh, you made mistake? She was not standing. She slept. Because Yogamaya came and made her sleep. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked. And what Sachimaya was doing?
She was standing at the entry of the house like a wood. She had become like wood.
Why?
Like a statue.
Why?
In the mood of separation, she could not bear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will leave her. And
when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, anyone knew this fact that today in night he will leave?
Sachi Mata had some idea.
But Sachin Mata has some idea, not her, but idea that today he may go. Murari Gupta, Mukunda, and Advaitacharya, no, Chandrasekhar Acharya, because they all went to Katla, and there he took sannyas and found the house. When chanting and counting the rices, taking, how he used to always waiting, feeling so much separation. So she was following any Gaur mantra or Krishna mantra.
What's your origin? What? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always told all to chant and remember Krishna. So we have to try to follow. Our bhajan was so high class. Though he was in house, but he was not in house. Always in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembering and Krishna. Always in. So if we are doing bhajan, no separation mood is there. Then really that bhajan is not pure bhajan. We should feel some separation mood. You said that when the character of the Raghunath Das Goswami before leaving home,